Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome back to Gamertag Radio, Battle of the Games, and this is going to be a good one. I think this is one that we were not expecting to talk about, because we have another title that we were planning to talk about, but we changed it up at super last minute.
Vroom, vroom. Did I give you a hint?
This one is going to be all about Mario Kart. All about Mario Kart. Wow, what was that?
Mario Kart, our beloved racing franchise.
Yeah, so this is your host, Danny, and joining me, I have my brother, Nano.
What's up?
And also my friend here, Bam Beats.
What's up, baby boy?
So we're going to be talking about the best Mario Kart game ever.
Okay, are we going to go best Mario Kart, both console and handheld, or just in general?
Okay. Anything Mario Kart related. We go all the way from the Super Nintendo Mario Kart all the way to now, including the arcade version that you could go to Dave and Buster's.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And they have it there, too. So that's
I think it's going to be on none of our lists, but...
Yeah.
But it's okay. We could, you know...
honorable.
And if you play the VR version of Mario Kart, I don't know if you have. I know there was one. There's one in DC. Played. Is there available? I haven't, but just in case people, you know, mention, ask. So... handheld, console, arcade. Deal? All
right, let's go.
All right. You know what, though? I'm going to put it out there. Why haven't Mario Kart's, you know, if you're good, it's noticeable. You know what I mean? Like, you blow people out the water.
Yes.
But when you play with people that are equally as good, it's a tough competitive race.
Yes.
Why haven't there been Mario Kart competitions?
There should be more.
Is it me or is it like
esports?
Have you even heard of one?
No, I mean
they should.
Yes,
esports, that would be amazing. Everybody, you're cheering.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's good.
You gotta. I mean, I guess you gotta figure out a way to like mess with the setting, the item settings, right? Because like,
why you say that?
I don't know. Like, some of those items are pretty crazy.
Now, my question to you, because I know we're gonna mention like our favorite Mario Kart and everything. But do you think the whole motion control, was that smart?
No, terrible. No. Terrible addition to any Mario Kart. To any racing game, I think.
It's terrible, dude. It's beyond Mario Kart. It's just games in general that have that motion thing. It's dumb.
But I think it was...
It doesn't feel comfortable.
If you know how to control that, you will become a monster playing that.
I don't think anything compares to your thumbs, man.
Mm-hmm. No, of course.
In
of
Mario
course
Kart,
not.
Like...
Of course not. But if you have the
steering wheel... We can put it on right now, babe. We can play right now. I'm telling you.
If you have the steering wheel... If you have the wheel, dude, if you know how to control that, you could do some damage. I prefer not to play that. I prefer the controller all the way. But
I don't think any old school Mario player, you know, anybody under the age of 7,
would prefer, of course. Come on.
Motion over controls.
Which one, by far, in your opinion, was the worst Mario Kart ever?
I'm gonna say something here.
Oh.
It wasn't the worst Mario Kart, and it wasn't one of the worst games, but if you go back and play it now, it is dog crap, the original Mario Kart.
Super Nintendo?
It is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
If you go back...
It's unplayable.
But see, no.
It was amazing when it came out, though.
Yeah. It was groundbreaking back then, because you were like,
so you would say that's the worst Mario Kart?
If you add compared to everything else, I think it is the worst.
Yeah.
It's not the worst for you? I tell you this one, which one was pretty good. I was like, wow, this is a good Mario Kart at that time. Was the Game Boy Advance version. That was a pretty good one.
What Mario Kart number was that? I can't remember. Was that Mario Kart Advance? That one was good.
That was really good. That was a good Mario Kart.
It was. Online was smooth. It was chilling.
Online.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about 7.
No, there was no online back then.
No. I'm thinking about Mario Kart 7. Oh, my bad.
No, that was 7 was good.
I didn't like that one either. That's the one where you put the controller in the.
I don't know, man. The worst Mario Kart.
I think it was honestly the first one. I can't think of anything else, man, because every other one.
Now we're just comparing, right? Like,
I mean, I don't know. It's like.
Yeah, but you can't compare like the first of anything to like the latest, because then you're like, you know what? Yeah, that was the worst.
I mean, but which one's going to be the worst if you think about it?
All right, in terms of the worst, I think we have to go in like which game offered the least. You know what I mean? Like what game was released that you're like, yo, this is what's so special about this game? You know what I mean? What's so different about this Mario Kart?
Well, I really enjoyed the last Mario Kart that came out for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I love that game so much.
That was the same Mario Kart you got a couple years ago. But here's the
difference is, to me, it's like Smash. It's like Smash Bros. It's like the content, the amount of levels in there.
Okay.
New characters online.
I did want it on the Switch. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, that's a game that like I was super excited. Like, oh man, thank God it finally got re-released on the...
But it's a better version than the one that came out for the Wii U.
Okay.
A way better version. And online is like top notch still to this day. I could play that game. And I could play Smash, and I still have connections like all the time on Smash. This one, I play, and let me tell you, there's some competitive players online worldwide, man. Japan, Mexico, Brazil, that play that like
which
crazy.
Was bad, dude.
Let me tell you something, though. I say this with no ego.
What was the Mario Kart on the Wii?
Hold up. I say this with no ego. Like as a racer, no, I'm not really good racing, battling each other.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
But we play battle mode. With balloons on top of my vehicle, I'm one of the best you've ever seen. I say that with no ego.
Doug, you should have seen the face he just made, people. I say it with no ego, but I'm gonna smirk and
Doug, I'm pretty, nasty, dude.
All right. Stuffing out of this.
Okay,
one.
I know we talk about the racing. Which one had the worst battle bold?
I gotta look at that list. I think you know which one I
was disappointed. The one for the Wii U.
Is that the one you put the controller in the steering wheel, right? That Mario Kart?
That's the Wii.
I mean, I think the Wii and Wii U and...
You could do all that. The original Wii started that.
I think it was maybe 7.
No, there was one that didn't have a battle mode, right? Like,
okay, so this is what happened. So I think the last game from the Wii U, the battle mode was like different or something was... removed in that game, and people complained, and they added it for this version for the Nintendo Switch, and people were super excited.
I think it was the balloons, right? Got rid of the balloons. They had a coin.
The one I'm thinking of that I remember you had. I'm like, yo, this is terrible. It didn't even feel like Mario Kart.
Look at the list. What is it? It was for the Wii and the Switch.
You have Mario Kart, the Mario 7 2011, then Mario Arcade GP DX 2013, 2014 is Mario Kart 8, 2017 8 Deluxe. RKGP.
So it's a Mario Kart 8.
Was it 8?
That's the one that's 8 is the latest one, right?
That's one for the Switch.
Yeah, so 8.
They had to re-release it.
Yeah, it came out for the Wii U.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Now, the best-selling Mario Kart in history was the one for the Wii. That was the
really?
That was because of the gimmick of the
motion. By facts, is the best Mario Kart ever sold.
Then that's the one I'm talking about.
I didn't like that one. Yeah, that's the one
that's when it didn't feel like Mario Kart. Like, it was something.
But there were some levels that was really cool in that game that they added for the Switch.
Yeah, well, that's what I like about the Switch one. They take levels from all your past classic Mario Karts.
Yeah. Now, least favorite character in Mario Kart.
It is a lot, man, but...
I think Bowser...
Toad.
Bowser to me, man. I'm not a Bowser guy.
I'm not a fan.
I love Toad. Toad to me, he's not heavy and he's fast.
He's super light. Yeah, but he doesn't have he has acceleration, but he's not like speed.
So who will you pick?
Wario I pick for battle mode. I do different people.
But
battle mode, Wario to drive.
Like racing, which one you would pick? I'll pick Toad.
Probably, what's
the Toad
bad,
all the way.
The even Luigi?
Waluigi?
Waluigi.
Yeah, you like Waluigi. Yeah, I personally, driving. I think racing, I pick Baby Mario.
Why?
I like him.
But what's the difference about the baby? Baby Mario,
first
baby
of all,
Luigi?
First of all, let me tell you something. It's a baby driving a car. Awesome. That's awesome in itself.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think it's just, I like fast characters. I used to play with Toad for racing. But I think Baby Mario's...
So that changed your mind?
Toad gets beat up on the road.
So does Baby Mario. Anything pushes him out the way. Yeah. But like, I think he's just his speed and like he's cool. He's a cool character to have. I like having babies driving the car. You know, it's
But those characters start off extremely fast, but they're not like fat. Like guys like Bowser pass them.
You know which
they have,
one?
They have the horsepower.
They have more higher acceleration, but less top speed.
Yeah.
All right. That's what favorite level in Mario Kart.
Bowser Castle.
That's a good one.
I like Bowser's Castle.
And the music is so intense. Mm-hmm. I like that level.
I'm gonna go with the from the 64 Wario Race.
Oh, the dirt one?
Yeah.
You
could jump right in the beginning of the level. You could just jump
That was dope.
In the 64.
Are you guys okay?
What's your favorite? Wait, what's your...
My favorite was that. Bowser Castle? Okay. That one, and I like the one... Oh, I can't remember the name of it. There's like a highway, and there's cars and trucks.
Yeah, Toad Raceway.
Toad
Turnpike.
I know you're talking about.
That's my favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite level, too.
That is up there, too.
Yeah.
But Bowser Castle is my favorite one.
That's on the 64.
Yeah.
If I had to say favorite, Bowser's Castle, close second would be...
What about the Haunted House one?
I don't like those. I don't like stuff that's coming all over the screen and doom, 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 you get hit and then I don't like stuff.
You know what I like? What is it called? It's the mountain level.
The Wii U.
Is it DK Mountain or something?
I know you're
like,
talking about.
Or some double dash.
The one that you're flying. No,
you
wait.
You get hit. You go like across
You shoot over the cannon
that's
or whatever.
The double dash.
Yeah, that's DK I like level. That. I like that one a lot, man.
You know what's surprised that none of us mentioned anything about the Rainbow one.
Rainbow Road? Man, screw that level.
Now, I tell you which one is the most difficult.
I think the Super Nintendo one is the hardest one. That was like the most... That's the most difficult Rainbow
Road
ever.
That was like... Yo, it was like savage.
You know what I like a lot? It became one of my favorite levels to play.
Yeah.
Or racing-wise, was the... where it's one lap, you're going downhill on a snowy mountain on the Switch one.
Switch one, yeah.
I think it's from the previous version as well.
Yeah,
I think it's Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
But it's a down slope. You're going down a mountain. Like, And, you know, it's just one lap. You know, you're just going down this huge mountain.
I can't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about.
That level was cool.
That one was really cool.
You know which level I liked, because I was pretty bad in racing, was the... It's just like
the circle. The one circle.
Oh, wait, the first level?
I was so nasty.
I
was so nasty because I knew how to turn perfect.
You could dash out the turns. Yeah, yeah. Man would just like, he'll peel off on the turn and just drift the entire time.
Drift the whole time. Because that's like battle skill techniques where you have to learn how to drift.
What map was that? It's like, I know what you're talking about. It's just that one circle.
It's like 11 laps.
Yeah.
It's just a circle, dude.
Now, we're going to go back to the best of the best. I have two that's pretty up there. One is because of content. So I'm going to go, because I know all of us probably going to agree with this one. But I have to mention this. I think the last Mario Kart 8.
Deluxe. Okay.
Is the best content-wise, best Mario Kart game.
It's probably the best Mario Kart game, undebatable. My favorite Mario Kart game? No.
No. Mm-hmm. But it's up there.
It's pretty hard to deny that game is
now
pretty good.
The reason why I'm about to mention this game, which I think you guys probably going to agree 100%, Double Dash.
Yeah.
Mario Kart Double Dash for the GameCube. The reason why I like that game a lot. First, two characters you could switch.
Absolutely.
Freaking amazing.
Awesome.
Freaking amazing.
Baby Mario, Baby Luigi.
And
Mario, Luigi, babe.
Another thing too, you could connect a lot of GameCubes. And do like a LAN party.
You know, I don't think we ever did that.
Yeah.
Did we ever like LAN on
you never
GameCube?
Done?
No.
We just played four and that was it.
We played Racing 4 player and Battle Mode 4 player. An entire summer, dude.
This was before online, so it was like amazing to do that.
The Double Dash is my favorite.
Yeah, it's my
hands down,
too.
That's like probably my favorite Mario Kart.
But content,
it's pretty unanimous here.
I was disappointed on one thing about that game. It didn't have that many levels, man.
No.
It was very disappointing. Like, I'm like, really?
I thought it was cool because you could hold multiple items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could hold, you could have two of your favorite players.
Switch them off.
Yeah, drifting was different too. Like, you had the, you know, if you wanted to have extra weight on the back, you could set your team up like that. Like,
exactly. That's what I did.
It's very, there was a lot of technical little.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
You know, strategic, you know, assignments to your team and like the way you played. And I don't know. I Double Dash is my favorite. Like, I like using both Baby Mario and Baby Luigi on my team.
I wonder why Nintendo didn't keep that formula, because that was a pretty good formula, man. I wonder why they changed it up to keep it just single instead of having two. Because let me tell you, by having two players, man, it, like you said, technical.
No, it changes the dynamic.
It changes everything, man. Mm-hmm. They should have kept on doing that.
I don't know. I'm kind of happy that they did it was just a one-off. If they want to do a Double Dash
2,
yeah, like another Double Dash version, then I don't see that. I'm down.
I don't see them.
I don't see them ever going back either. But I'll gladly take it.
They've been very successful, even with the Wii, which is the most selling copies. Like the most out of all from the whole series, man. But I think that's why they kept on using that same formula, man. Just having one character and that's it, you know. But
so if Nintendo's hearing this, go back to the double characters.
I think they should.
Never, I don't think they'll ever go back to
they
that.
Should, man. They should. I think they should definitely should, man.
Change I'm down for like a DLC, like an update that it lets you have a certain race mode or something where it's Double Dash esque, you know, like you could have two characters if you want. But that's adding too much to the game, I think.
Now, do you think by Nintendo adding online, that changed the game completely for Mario Kart? Because before, we were playing a lot of local racing.
Man, I think online is the best thing that could be added to any game. Especially games like Mario Kart. Like, you want to play with, like, fun. There's days like me and Barry, like, you know, we're trying to play some games like we used to. Because we used to live right next door to each other.
Yeah.
You know, three houses down. So we'd play all the time. But
like
now, you know, we both have our own families. Everybody, like, we can only play like in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping.
It's
dope to like just be like, yo, hop on real quick. I'll create a room.
Yeah.
You know, like adding online to those type of games are,
yeah.
And it's a must. And I love, because back then, I feel like the computer was like weird with the Super Nintendo version. Playing local, it was kind of weird. But I think I love now that we could play online or we could play local, two players. Or whatever, or even Double Dash. Was it four players too? Four players, local.
Yeah,
and the computer could get very competitive, man. Did it? Did they had AI? You will compete with bots back then for the Double Dash. I can't remember exactly.
You can play against a computer, can't you?
I mean, we used to play all the time.
I know. That's why I'm like trying to think.
Yeah. I can't remember.
We did a lot of heads up matches and like,
but that was fun. That was fun, man. That was fun. But like I said, online changed the game, man, completely, man. Completely. Let me tell you, man, there's some people that I'm looking at the map like, how the hell they got so far?
It's shortcuts, man. There's like that game's so broken now that everybody knows
what,
every deluxe?
There's a shortcut for every level, man.
Yeah, every level there's like shortcuts and like glitches where you can go through maps. Like you can go through the entire half of the map.
Damn, they never fixed it, huh?
It's too late. Those games are so old. What are you going to do?
A fun fact, Double Dash is the second best-selling GameCube game of all time. 7 million copies.
Hey, all for GameCube.
Yeah, for GameCube. Yeah.
Now we're all.
It was a good game.
All right. So go with overall though. But go ahead.
No, overall, I don't know.
The overall is the Wii, but I want to know which one is second best after that one.
It has to be Double Dash if they're the second most selling GameCube game.
GameCube didn't really sell that much, man, compared to
7 million.
I mean, at that time it was like PlayStation.
Before we get on that, what is the only Mario Kart game that's been canceled?
Ooh.
Was supposed to come out and they just canceled it.
They canceled it? You have it there? Can you give us a hint? Wait, can you give us we know this game?
What system? Give me a system.
Probably don't because it never came out.
What system was this for?
It's for a system that failed, man. Put it that way.
That fit. Virtual Boy?
Oh. Bing, 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 bing.
You know what? Another game that people really don't talk about that was a really good game? Mario 64.
Oh, maybe that's a pioneer game in like that game history, not just 64.
It was a good.
The polygon like graphics was crazy.
That was the first.
That was the first one, but that was legit. But we never talked about. We didn't even mention it throughout the whole episode until now. Why was that?
It was not a Mario Kart game.
And they even released out the 3DS.
We're talking about Mario Kart.
Yeah, we're talking about Mario Kart. Though. We're talking about Mario RPG.
No, Mario Kart. No, 64.
No, you said regular Mario.
Oh I did? Yeah, oh, my bad. Yeah,
that's Mario, what I was saying. Like, it was revolutionary.
Yeah,
like,
my bad.
Like,
I'm talking about Mario Kart 64 was really good. We never even mentioned
it. I like Mario Kart 64 as a single game better.
What do you mean as a single game?
Like, if I'm just going to race, I like Mario Kart
better.
I don't
like 64.
Better. I love the controller. It's my favorite, probably my favorite controller.
Nintendo 64 controller is your best one? Dude, no way. I will never go there.
I come from an era, a stuck era, man, of 64.
Yo, the thing is with Nintendo 64, I enjoy the system, but I hate the analog stick, man. It will break
it will
all the time.
You all the time. You have a permanent needle in your thumb.
I will put paper because it was broken, so I had to do like some ghetto.
I bought the bootleg, like it was like a transparent controller where it's like you see right through, you see the wires. So the con- top of the joystick. What
are you talking like the Atomic Purple?
That's no, it's super clear. I mean, where's my bag? I have the bag. I brought the 64.
I don't know where it's at.
Show it to you. It's whatever, like the tip has like, it curves. Mm. You put your thumb in there. And
You know, I will play Nintendo 64.
Get in that groove.
I'll play this Nintendo 64 so much that the plastic of the analog
the real 64 controls were trash. You had to buy the bootleg one. Yes. They were better for some reason.
Now, if Nintendo released a Nintendo 64 Classic, will you buy it?
If GoldenEye,
it depends what's on there. Depends what's on there.
Oh, well, Mario Kart definitely gonna be in there. That's like a hands down for sure.
64, Ocarina of Time, Mario Kart,
the classics.
Just that alone, those two games.
That's all you need.
I probably would.
That's all I need.
Let me tell you. I know we're finishing this cart conversation.
Yes.
What's your favorite Mario sports game?
That would have been a good conversation. Right, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I was never a fan of the sports game.
Get out of here, Godfrey. Yo, get out of here, bro.
I'm keeping it 100. I've never was like, I really didn't care. Like, the tennis one is cool or golf, but whatever. It's not for me. I like Mario, like the Adventure Mario, and I love Mario Kart. That's and Smash, and that's it. Not that I just... Not a fan.
You don't think two plumbers from New York are good at God,
please.
A soccer, tennis, baseball.
So which one is your favorite sports one?
Tennis. I'd say tennis is the best one.
But which version? There's so many versions.
I kind of like, which one?
I like Aces. I like this last one. Aces is good. They fixed a lot of problems that I had originally.
That's the thing I was about to say. There's a lot of like
The last issues. Couple updates that they've had have been great. So like if you...
All right. I'll tell you my favorite Mario sports game. It's considered a sports game.
I was gonna say some Wii
Mario Golf,
Wii U Sports, or Wii Sports.
Mario's in it because it's anything that Mario related sports,
punch
right?
Out, man, don't be a
You can't punch say Punch Out, bro.
Why not? The first
you Mike can't Tyson play with Mario. He's not an optional character.
Mario is a ref.
So what?
As a referee,
that's too technical, bro. You can't. I cancel that loophole that you just found, bro.
That's a terrible loophole. Don't get me wrong. Punch Out is like one of my favorite games in general, like in life.
So I can't say that, man. You guys are mean.
No, man, that can't. That doesn't count. Do you consider Donkey Kong a Mario game?
Exactly. You said Mario sports.
But that's but it doesn't matter. Mario's
no, you said sports. So okay, I know,
but with the same logic, is Donkey Kong a Mario game?
Yes, that is a Mario game. That's the first Mario game.
So what do you consider it as? Is it a Donkey Kong game or a Mario game?
Both.
Nah, bro, you can't have
it is. Dude, that's where we got an introduction of Mario was Donkey Kong.
Okay, but that wasn't a Mario game.
It is a Mario game. And Donkey Kong 2.
It's not a Mario game, bro.
Yes, it is, man.
It's a donkey.
It is a Mario game, man. Dude, are you serious? That was the first Mario game. Are you freaking serious?
Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious. That's a Mario game too, man.
All right, so I'm gonna throw. Let me compare it to something else then.
Okay, go. Go ahead. Even the education one. Remember the time travel Mario from back then?
I don't
remember.
It was like on
that's Mario.
On
that's
PC.
Where he would go. Nintendo. You go to like museums and stuff.
Yeah, it was Super Nintendo, it's Mario game, man.
Damn, what was that game called?
I don't remember. I think it was time travel. I can't remember. You should go.
It was a time travel time machine.
They even had Mario the handheld one, the one that you open it up, and it was like the graphic was horrible, and even the characters from. Smash was from that time.
Yo, I feel like we went into like a rabbit hole of Mario.
Of course.
Like we super got off.
You wouldn't want to change the topic.
Mario's Time Machine?
Time Machine.
Mario's Time Machine.
I remember that game. That game was cool.
That game was garbage.
Game was not good.
Get out of here. That game was garbage.
MS DOS. I remember it being a PC.
Yeah. But it was Super Nintendo. Garbage. Horrible.
Garbage.
Mario Paint.
Mario Paint was good.
I love that game. I used to sit there and create pixel art all
day. What
would
you do with that?
Just draw, bro. I like to draw.
All right, so I'll tell you one story. What I used to do with that game. This is the only reason why I got it. We used to do a lot of crazy ghetto movies back in the days. Mm-hmm. And I would use that as like our title, like the graphics. So we did one of Jason Takeover Miami. So I'll record the video. Jason, whatever, from Mario Paint. And then I do the voice. I'll be like, the sound effect will be like, tch, tch, tch,
tch. You got me a cornball, man.
Hey, it worked. It worked. God. And we did a couple movies using the Mario Paint graphics.
I like Mario Paint.
Yeah, Mario Paint.
I think Mario has like some of the best spinoffs, man.
But that's the one that didn't work, though, man. Time Machine didn't work.
Hey, Mario RPG worked.
That's an example that Square needed at. because Final Fantasy wasn't that popular in the States, and Mario RPG helped.
Mario helped transition into any video game, dude. Honestly, if they want to make a Mario first person shooter, I'm sure it will.
I think they could. But, and like, what? All right, right, let's go back. No, let's go back.
Get out of here, brother.
Let's go back.
I'm gonna introduce guns.
When you heard,
it could be paintballs, man.
When you heard that
Splatoon, like that paint game,
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
When you heard for the first time that there's gonna be a fighting game of Mario Smash for Nintendo 64, were you guys like curious or were like, what is this?
I'll tell you what, they had. Do you remember the original commercial? When they were like running through the field,
yeah, it was
like
funny.
Huge.
They were like jumping.
That's probably one of my favorite video game commercials.
They were like jumping, right?
Yeah, like it's me and you and you. Yeah, and like, and they're walking. Yeah, and then he ends up tripping him,
tripping
in the field,
and then Yoshi. Just like, and they start fighting each other.
Yeah, they're beating each other up like WWF style. Like,
from the 64 days.
Yeah, that was one of the best video game commercials.
But now I'm asking you guys, back then when you heard there was going to be a fighting game, because you guys love fighting games.
But it wasn't like traditional Street Fighter.
No, it wasn't like, traditional, but it's I it didn't have that many characters.
But like when the game released, I was like, yo, this is awesome. This is exactly what I thought it would be. Like these characters each have their own specific moves catered to their world in the Nintendo universe.
And it wasn't that many characters. It was like...
No, I think it had like 10 or 8.
It was like less. 12.
I think it had
like
12. It was 8 characters, I think.
I think it was 8. Was it 8 or less? I don't remember.
It was, look, I'll tell you right now. Link? It was Donkey Kong, Kirby, Link. Mario, Pikachu, Yoshi.
Bowser was in it?
I don't know. I don't remember. God, what? Look, I'm already at 5.
Samus, I think, was in it.
Samus might have been in it. I'm not sure.
Bam, I think you should do the research.
I think Wario was in it. He was one of the original characters. Wario's one of the originals.
I can't remember.
I remember him in the commercial.
I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Nah, he's not in the commercial.
And you
was
and me.
He? I don't think he's in the commercial.
No? Okay.
Super Smash 64. Let's check it out.
All right. Characters. Mention the characters.
There's like 8 characters. Tops. I don't think there's more than
12.
That.
Okay. Let's check it out.
Okay. Bam said 12. No, 8. I think it's 8 or less. There's no way you have more than that. Because I remember it wasn't.
Link. Link was a character in there.
Link. Yeah.
Okay. So from the 64.
Yeah.
Count it. Captain Falcon.
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yes.
Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Fox. Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. The other
Pokemon. Kirby.
Uh-huh.
Link, Luigi,
yes.
Mario, Ness, Pikachu, Samus, 11. Yoshi, 12.
12. Oh, yeah.
Also, it was 12.
Also,
wow.
You know Wario wasn't in it. Damn, so who am I thinking about?
I don't know. You're out of it.
I had it right, 12.
Yeah, you Bam, congrats.
What do I win, Godfrey?
Congrats.
You get the show.
Yeah, anything else? Anything else, man? Because...
No, man, I think
the reason why
off topic and we forgot.
No, the reason why is not that many Mario Kart games compared to the previous episodes that we had, you know.
We ran through it quick, but like I think hands down, Deluxe 8 Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, greatest Mario Kart ever.
Ever. Except but the cheating, man. That's the kind of I didn't know there was cheating a lot there, man.
I don't know, because that's a game where like I'd much rather play with my friends than play online and fall into those like, oh man, I ran into these people that are cheating. It's a game where I don't care about playing online. It's awesome. I think it's an awesome feature that you can go online and play with random people all the time, play with your friends. But then you run into those people that kind of ruin the game for you, dude.
You know, I'm going to say the truth. I've never played an online battle Mario Kart game. I always
With randoms.
I always play the racing. You're
I'm
a battle
opposite.
Guy.
I'm opposite.
I like
so you're always battle, online
dude,
battling.
You play Mario Kart to battle
online.
You play it to fight.
You play the. You need those balloons on your head, man. What are you talking?
But wait, online,
In person.
No. Forget about in person. I'm talking about online.
Yeah, that's all I did. If you look at my battle points, they're like it's crazy high.
So
and then my
you
racing.
Race. You don't race.
I let my stepson race. I don't race.
You don't race.
Huh. We played Double Dash. All I cared about was battle mode.
And I don't even know if there's a lot of people playing that. So there is a lot of people playing that.
There's
battle.
A bunch of people online.
Battle?
Competition is good.
Yeah, but battle?
Competition is real good for everything, for racing and battle. Racing is tough because you get those people that are like...
They know all the glitches.
Really good.
Yeah, they know every shortcut, every turn, where to die. Like, it's you're better off not playing that.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, God. Here it goes.
If there was such a big... community and like career and playing video games in 1997
here we go
my life would have been different, dude.
Yeah, and if you would have invested in Amazon in 98, you would have been rich.
I
would have been a professional gamer dominating in 007 in Mario Kart
007. Okay, who's your character 007?
Janice Marine at the complex.
Conflict. That's a good. That, I think that's power the best level. That's the best level for that.
With
game.
Power weapons.
Yeah.
All right, man. So I guess that's the end of our.
Yes.
Sort of.
We got to wrap it up.
Mario Kart-ish conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was
so
good.
So you guys are saying the Switch.
Switch is the greatest.
I think
Switch is the greatest racing, and I'd say Double Dash is still the best battle.
No, mode. I think Switch is the best overall Mario Kart, yeah. But personal favorite, I'd go with Double Dash.
But Double Dash, yeah, to me, yeah. Not content, but just the technical side, like, wow. You could come up with so many characters and change it up, but it was good.
The best was when you kept the lightning and then you switched the guy, and you're in first place, you still got the mm-hmm. lightning.
Yeah, yeah, there's so much you could do, man. Yeah.
And you could do this. You could do two players, local, mm-hmm. playing versus the bots. One person could be in the behind. One person could be controlling, and you do the other person would be throwing the like the weapons, yeah. whatever. And then you could switch. That person could drive. The other person that was driving mm-hmm. could do the. It was awesome. We've never seen something like that ever. But content, it wasn't there. Deluxe. It's overall.
It has everything. Yeah, it's has got everything. Yeah, there's no complaining with that game.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio and subscribe to any podcast app. You can find us there. And you want to promote anything before we head out?
Nah, man.
Let's
keep it going. All right. The next one.
Bam.
Just catch me on Twitter at BamBeats. What is he?
All right.
It sounded like an S. It sounded like you were ending with an S.
Yeah. It sounded like that commercial. Like, come on, man. Try one more time, man. Come on.
Drug commercial.
Yeah, the drug commercial. I'm sorry. All right, we out.
Peace.
All right, peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.